But anyhow, we want to thank Steve for letting us do his show. And anyhow, we're down here with some of so Tom and I started doing the radio show. We met probably when did we originally meet? Probably back in the late 70s or early 80s when we were playing in punk rock bands.
I think I met you in 1981.
That's late 70s.
Yeah, that's late 70s. And we've pretty much known each other since then. And Tom's been in a truckload of bands. Are you playing any bands or anything right now?
No. I play with my brother-in-law in the basement.
There you go.
Offbeats. Yeah. Offbeats.
Yeah. So Tom's been in a truckload of bands. You got any like websites or anything you want to... Do you have any stuff up there? I know you had like a Facebook page or some kind of thing at one point.
If anybody's interested in anything I did, they can just go on Facebook or just Google it.
Look up Tom Miller Cleveland or something.
Yeah.
Tom Miller Cleveland, Tom Miller Offbeats, Tom Miller...
S.A.
Tom Miller, S.A. Tom Miller, the best band ever was called Crash.
Didn't you have like a blog? You had like a blog, you have like a bunch of old like Starvation Army and Swank Motel and Buddy Love Combo and stuff.
Right.
And Tom and I played in a couple of bands together.
Hey, Daryl, the best band he's ever in was called Crash.
Crash. Yeah. Were you in that band too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was the best.
He was the drummer.
Everybody else sucked. John was the best.
That never actually made it onto the web. I guess I'll have to do that one.
And we got Tim back here who made a bunch of stickers and stuff for us for the show. For the people that are listening.
No. Jim. Hey, Dale's here. Dale's here. Get in here.
Let him in. Yeah.
Lonza made the stickers. Yeah. Tim made Lonza. Some sausage. Yeah. Tim made some sausage today.
Come on in. Come on in.
How are you?
Well, you got to come in so we can close the door.
You got the peach shirt on. That's the shirt I had on in the picture on the website.
Can we find another chair around here?
I don't know.
No, I don't have to say it. I don't have to say it. You say it.
There you go. Dale, you can sit right there. Here, move in.
Hi.
So anyhow.
I'm Karen.
Yeah, you guys can share the...
Nice to meet you, Karen.
So basically, we're some variation of Numbskull and other various bands, and we're part of the thing that's happening this Saturday. Is it Saturday?
Saturday, November 2nd at Cleveland Public Theater.
Saturday, November 2nd at Cleveland Public Theater. Sounds like from like 30 years ago, because hasn't that place been around about that whole time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty close?
Right. Yeah, we played there in 84, remember, when it first opened up.
We played there in 84 when it first opened up. No, we weren't even... John didn't join the band until 85. What are you talking about?
No, 84 I joined.
Okay, in December.
Yeah.
That's about the time I first saw you play. It was 1984 at Cleveland Underground.
We were
reading John's journal the other day from 1984, and he said,
Just met some guy named Daryl.
Dear diary, yeah.
What's keeping in this, John?
What could go wrong?
He's so dreamy. So anyhow... we've got John. So basically, we'll get into. So we got Dale down here. Why don't you say hi, Dale?
Dale.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
Never.
Dale? Never. So anyhow, Dale and I met at the at places like the Cleveland Underground.
The Mistake.
It was called the Mistake at the time.
Right.
Oh, the previous pop
and,
shop.
And Pop Shop.
Right.
And the Lakefront.
At Easter Monkey shows.
And the Easter Monkey shows. And there was another place there downtown that was like by Piccolo, where Piccolo Mondo is now. There was a place.
David Goods?
It was called David Goods. Good job.
I played there. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
And we kept, we met each other at all those like dumbass punk rock shows that were happening back then. And we kept chit-chatting about playing music. And I bugged Dale for, I don't know, over and over.
He was a stalker.
I was a stalker. Yeah, talk about dreamy. We got Dale here from Numbskull.
See, I thought you guys met in kindergarten.
We met in kindergarten.
No, we act like we're still in kindergarten. Yeah,
exactly. So I begged Dale. Nobody else would want to do anything with me, but so I kept stalking Dale about it. I'm like, the most likely candidate is this guy over here. And a couple of years later, he finally said yes.
And we've been happily married ever since.
We've been happily married and divorced and remarried. And we've got a plethora of kids out there between us. And
John is actually our child.
Our love child.
Mom, Dad. It's been a long time.
I'm the mom. I don't mind.
Yeah, don't look at me and say mom.
That's why I looked at both of you. I was like, one of you said answer.
But anyhow, we're probably given like, it doesn't really matter. Steve will just tell us when we need to take a break here for station ID for legal purposes. But anyhow, so the story goes, in 1984, we did our first show with a different guy on drums, Bob, And we played like two or three shows with him, or maybe a couple more down at like, what was the place?
Biggie's.
Biggie's.
That's where we played our first show.
Biggie's. Our show, our first
was that
show
on
at
a
the
Sunday
Pink
night?
Holes?
Was that on a Sunday night? Because yeah. Rich Madison used to make us play on a
well,
Sunday night.
Well, yeah, weekend. Yeah. Bob will tell you what happened with Bob in a second. We played our first show, and it was at Biggie's with Pink Holes. It was probably a Sunday night, I think it was.
I think the Pink Holes had the furniture on the stage, you know, the living room.
I think they did. And with, like, Floyd, I remember Floyd being there, and I remember hitting him in the face with a microphone stand. And that was another marriage made in heaven. We've been lovers ever since. Anybody know what happened to Floyd?
We were just talking about Floyd.
He's out of state, I think. Right?
He's in North Carolina.
Oh, I thought he went to the Philippines.
Yeah. He's with Chris Andrews down there, right?
Yeah.
Chris Andrews down
somewhere
there?
Somewhere near North
South Carolina. I think north.
Yeah. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah, great. So go on Facebook. Isn't that what we were talking about? Facebook and Twitter? Yeah. Look at Floyd from... Hashmark the Floyd Band at like Twitter.com.
It's hashtag, get it right.
Hashmark. Skidmark.com.
You want people to think that we're really that old and...
I didn't know that.
We don't know. It's hashtag.
We're like 18, man. Numbskull. We just started this band called Numbskull. You should come down and see us on Saturday. But anyhow, so we started this band. We were originally called False Hope, and somehow the drummer that we had thought that name was too negative.
It was.
The funny thing is, there actually became a band called False Hope a couple of years after that, and they were really big, a lot bigger than we ever were, actually. And so we changed our... I had a band back a few years before that, probably around 81 or 82, called the Numbskulls. And those guys said, yeah, use that. And then somehow we changed it to Numbskull. But we started playing a few shows, and... At that time, Mike and John and Tom and who was... There was another guy in... what was the band that you guys...
Mike recalled Oral Authority.
Oral Authority.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to go down and see them play at the Underground, and I think you guys probably...
We played the Lakefront numerous times. Didn't you play in Clinical Brain Death?
Clinical Brain Death was the actual first band that I ever played
on.
You
had the skull face on...
I don't remember that part, but I probably did.
I just remember that van door opened, the whole band spilled out literally under the
But there were keyboards in
and
there,
there was
right?
like yeah, we spilled out to like the four people that came out there.
No, the drums and everything kept flying out the door. It was like literally just in front of the lake.
And that wasn't an act. I mean, we were just about as broken down as you could possibly imagine.
That was a Friday night in October.
This was about 9:37, wasn't it?
You guys walked out of the van, I thought of that movie The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
But Dale wasn't in that.
No, Dale was in So that was about... That was probably around 82 or 83.
Damn,
Dale was percolating in the back.
I was in my basement jamming to Hawkwind.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Hawkwind. And so we had gone up and seen Oral Authority all the time. And what had happened was Bob, the drummer, was like... He didn't want to be in the band anymore because he said it was like, I don't know, what was the reason? Do you remember?
You guys are throwing, they were throwing garbage at you guys.
No.
Well, didn't they?
Is there a reason that we could talk about on the air why he didn't want to be in the band anymore?
It was just the overall atmosphere, the being in bars and stuff.
Yeah, it was a little like...
The evil.
Oh, I can understand it.
Yeah, and he was right. Now looking back, he was actually right.
Yeah.
No, I hate being in a bar. It's really...
I was born in a bar, but anyhow, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So John, we used to go down and watch Oral Authority play, and I was at that point, I was pretty much asking every drummer from every band that played in the clubs if they'd be in our band, and everybody said no, and John was the only one that was a sucker enough to say yes. And
I was a sucker.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
And that was like December of 1984, and we... Started practicing, like I think we practiced like two or three times and we did our
practicing?
First show. Got me.
All right.
And then I think we got together and did something with our instruments a few times.
We were composing.
No. We had one or two rehearsals and then our first gig was at Mr. Brown's
in Columbus
with the Pink Holes.
With the Pink Holes.
Yeah. Right.
And the Idiot Humans. No, it wasn't the Pink Holes. It was the Idiot Humans.
I thought the Pink Holes were there.
Yeah. No, yeah, Cheese was
I
there.
I think, though, did you guys play at Mr. Brown's a lot? Offbeats?
I played there only a couple times.
Yeah.
That was because Kevin Kelly knocked the mirror ball off the ceiling that night.
It was the Pink Holes.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually,
that's where we never played.
And Cheese laid into the guy that was the owner of the place.
Yeah, there you go.
He said you should have balls in your pants not hanging from
if
the ceiling.
If anybody wants to back up the story, they could...
That sounds like a cheeseburger.
It was. It was
that's something Cheese would say, yes.
But anyhow, so So we got together a few times, and when we weren't like when we weren't sniffing like battery acid and throwing all our instruments down the steps, throwing all our instruments down the steps, and we were actually playing shows at. I think we were the house band for the Cleveland Underground there for a while.
And JB's down.
Oh, yeah. That was down. All right.
It was down. I actually.
Mothers. We played Mothers, too.
If anybody remembers JB's Down, I have a story. There was a lot of stories, but I actually woke up on the bathroom floor of JB's Down once, and I'm still alive to tell about it.
Oh, that's as low as you can go.
So if you were one of the two people that attended our show and you'd like to contact us, please do.
Because Daryl lost his wallet that night.
I lost my wallet, as if I actually ever had a wallet, especially back then. But anyhow, so that's pretty much the story. So in 1985 we recorded our cassette, which was called "The Final Days of Torture." We recorded it in Collinwood in my house, and we recorded it, and we put it out on these tapes that they used to sell at Kmart at the time. They were called Sertron was the label, and it was
three for
99 cents with no case.
Yeah.
And we sold them at the show along with our booklet for $2 a piece. And I remember how excited we were because we sold 75 of them.
Nice.
And we made a second run of them.
We did?
Yeah, we made a second run of them.
You didn't see a nickel of that, did you?
I stole all you guys $30.
Yeah.
We made a second run of them of 20. I'm not sure if we still have like half of those.
But it's on an LP now, right?
It's on an LP. Charles from My Mind's record store. Is that any direct competition with your record store, Steve?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, they are. So we're not supposed to mention it. Hush on that whole thing.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Which I don't think that's true. And then Bob from, what was the original metal band that Bob Zeiger played with? It was the guys from Parma. Do you remember the name of that band?
Bowser or something like that.
Domestic Crisis. Oh. There you go. That's going way back. And they re-released the thing on CD and vinyl back, I don't know, it was about when we played.
I just think it's an odd name for a punk band from the 80s.
6 years ago.
Domestic Crisis.
Domestic Crisis.
It makes no sense. Who would think of that?
Sounds like the cause of a band rather than a name of a band.
There you go. So anyhow, there was several different incarnations of the band. I don't know. What was the reason that Dale's going to tell us now?
Well, none of those incarnations were as good as when I was in it. So.
Well, that's true. We were trying to figure out why you weren't actually playing with us.
It's very interesting, yeah.
Well, I'm really not going to go into that.
Okay.
Right now.
So anyhow, we had several different.
He's foaming at the mouth right now.
He's still like he's actually. We're in court, you know. We're actually.
We're all suing each other. Like
we're all
Black
suing
Sabbath.
Each other right now. Yeah. Actually, the only reason any of us are here is we have to be.
Yeah.
Because all the money that we make on the show Saturday has to go into like legal fees.
I got to ask counsel if I can respond to that.
Okay. But we had numerous incarnations of Numbskull. Tom might even have been in one of those. Were you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, no, I wasn't.
If you were like within the building, Tom, you were part of it. Okay.
The metal movie where the drummers explode and die. We have two dead basses.
Two dead bass players.
So Mike Zubel here, who's also plays originally with Oral Authority. And still plays with John and his brother Tom in Slap. You can see them all over the place. They're playing at, like pretty much all the big jazz shows that come into town. I think they're opening up for Chick Corea next week, aren't they?
He's opening up for us.
Who's she?
Yeah.
She's opening up for them.
She a chick hot. From Korea. How hard is it to understand that?
That one chick from Korea.
Yeah,
without,
that wasn't racist or derogatory, by the way.
Soul.
So Mike and originally it was Mike and was Ted the original
Actually, it was just Kevin? It was just me. Then
it
we
was just Mike.
Then we brought Kevin in.
Kevin Reese.
And then Kevin Reese from
Inhumans.
Yeah. And he played in, what was the band that he played in?
The Laughing Hyenas.
Yeah. And of course there was the Shadow of Fear.
Shadow of Fear.
And he was the other bass player. And I think he was probably the only other person in the band that Dale would approve of. right?
Yeah, Mike's sitting right next to me, you know.
No, well, he never approved of Mike.
That's
he's
all
just,
right.
He's just sitting. Mike doesn't.
Wow, there's a, give it. I can cut the tension with a knife right
you
now.
You're the only person on the planet that hates Mike Zimmer.
But all I have is this thin flare marker.
Oh, I thought Kevin was the real deal.
Bob Reese followed Kevin up.
Bob Reese was actually in there for a couple of shows, yeah. And actually, I would have to say that it's likely to say that if anybody really cares, probably Kevin Reese was probably the type of thing that inspired us to even get Numbskull together in the first place. The things that he was into, the Hawkwind and the Black Sabbath and the real super early, like David Bowie, like the Man Who Sold the Earth album and stuff. And
Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Yeah, and... you know,
John
Return to Forever.
The first three George Benson albums.
Yeah, the first George Benson albums, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And,
And he was and followed by, Bob Reese was followed by Ted,
Ted preceded.
Oh, by the way, Kevin Reese and Ted Flynn, rest in peace. I mean, those guys.
Yeah, good boys.
Good people. And, well, I don't know if they're good people or not. It's not for us to decide. But we thought they were pretty okay.
Kevin was an awesome guy.
Awesome guy. And the big show that we did with Kevin was we opened up for the Suicidal
Tendencies
at the Variety Theater, and I almost got in a fight with the singer like before the show at the diner across the street. But
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I don't either. I know
that back because that's gone.
You're mixing.
Of,
we got
what we call it?
No. We got kicked out of Jerry's Diner in Kent.
There you go. That one too. We got kicked out.
Which
of
is
there.
Really difficult.
Oh, the thing that was like looked like
there.
A train car or something, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was a part. It was a trailer.
Trailer. Yeah. The train car was the restaurant across the street.
Daryl, how many trailers have you been kicked out of your whole life?
Yeah, I don't know. There's not enough fingers and toes on my body, I can tell you that. Even though I've got more than the average person, there's still not enough. So anyhow, I don't know what else to say. Do you guys got anything in particular?
I'm glad Dale's back playing bass because, you know, that sort of minimizes my role here.
So Dale's back playing bass. We did get together originally.
Hey, Gary Keith's calling. Should I answer that?
You can. It doesn't
I'm
really
not going to answer it.
No.
No,
all right. I'll put him on the air.
Yeah, talk to him and interview him for a second.
Hey, Gary, you're on the air.
Oh, man.
Don't swear, man. Don't tell him not to swear.
No bad language.
No bad language? Okay, I got to go then.
Okay.
Oh, hey, it's good. I was going to call you yesterday, find out when he's coming in, and then somebody called me and said, hey, he's on CSB today.
No, he's coming in tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Now I'm nervous. Gonorrhea.
He's not even here yet. This is just like a virtual Daryl. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard
so syphilitic. We might as well do that for the last 10 minutes of the show. We'll just have an interview with Gary over the cell phone.
Hey, hey, Gary.
So, Gary.
Hey.
Yeah. What have you been doing, Gary?
Ask. No, wait. Ask.
Do you remember why we got kicked out of the Jerry's Diner?
No. Why?
Because of you.
Why?
Because you were video.
We were videotaping.
Oh, yeah.
We were videotaping. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were violating their intents of protective rights violations.
Well, yeah, Jerry's Diner is copyright.
Ask Gary
wait,
if
you. Guys practicing?
We're not going to practice.
We don't practice. We rehearse.
Okay. Oh, now you're professional.
Yeah, we need you. We need you to bring the truck and Nipper and give us a lift.
I got Lady now.
Oh, okay. Well, rest in peace, Nipper.
Ask Gary if there's any, if he has any recollections, though, that are worth telling over there about of our recording session over there in Collinwood from our final Days of Torture sessions. That aren't too dirty or profane.
The house is torn down now.
Well, they Wait, probably finally got around to...
That's unfair.
It was torn down when you were living there, Daryl.
Yeah.
You
just didn't know. That was barely ever erect.
But tell Daryl he's got to start drinking again because I'm only 10 houses away from the Slovenian home.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. You can't say that, Gary. You can't... Are you okay, Daryl? Are you okay?
Oh, I don't care.
All right, okay. All right.
As long as I don't start drinking again, everything's fine.
All right.
Yeah, come on. You lost this virginity years ago.
No, I haven't. That was all a ruse. I'm hoping to this Saturday, though.
Well, that's what you get for you wearing rouge, then.
All right, tell Gary bye. Let's
wait. I need to hear about.
When you guys are rehearsing,
I need to hear about the story.
I need to hear about the story about you throwing all the instruments down the stairs at the house.
I don't know if Gary knows about that. I don't think he was there.
Well, he wasn't there?
No.
I would figure he facilitated.
No, that's something that I used to do after the practices or something to do. I used to put a little cassette player at the bottom of the steps and throw all the instruments and amps and everything down the steps.
And record it.
And record it. And I lost the recording, obviously, but...
It was good. It was really good.
Or we would be like famous.
No, it was actually really good. It was like Lou Reed's Machine album.
Shout out to Lou Reed.
The precursor of doom metal.
Metal
machine music. It was like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
But shorter.
So anyhow, tell Gary bye and tell him we'll talk to him later.
See you, Gary.
Call me after you guys get off so I can find out when Daryl can come over.
All right, but it's going to take like 25 minutes for me to get off.
Oh, that was.
Oh, anyhow, did I say that out loud? Oh, okay.
So anyhow, we started getting together. I don't know what year it was. The first time, Dale, that we got back together is. We took a lot. We started playing at the Cleveland Screaming thing that Jim Lanza was putting together.
Well, actually, it was a benefit show or a memorial thing for Kevin when he died.
Okay.
Yeah, and you
forgot. And that was at the place over there in
Speaking Tongues,
yeah.
And we were playing upstairs with the band Lightning Bolt. We opened up for it and we were so obnoxious and so
Daryl was so he's the word that begins with F and ends with K. Like so many times the cops came in and said, "You guys are shut down." Or the band has to play in the basement, so Lightning Bolt had to play in the
basement.
Of the Speaking Tongues. Yeah,
that was so loud, my ears were bleeding.
Yeah.
Take a report, and somebody was like relaying like how many times we used the F word, and the guy's pen ran out of ink. he just said, forget it,
it was a big banana.
So anyhow, that was the first time, and then we played a number of years later. It was quite a few years later, I think, again. Oh, that's when we got together and we put out our CD on...
that's right, the Great Brain Bake Off.
Yeah, we put the on the Frank's label, which is still alive and well. And what's the name of the label?
But he deleted our...
St. Valentine's? Smogvale.
Smogvale, yeah. No diss to Frank. I mean, my brain really is that fried. So we put out a CD called the Great Brain Bake... What was it called?
Yeah. Great Brain Bake Off.
It was called the worst selling.
It was the worst selling
in his catalog.
Yeah, for that, I don't know if that was supposed to be on the Hush Hush or not, but it was the worst selling thing ever.
Five copies were sold.
He said we didn't promote it by touring.
Actually, they tried to give away the other however many copies, and people said no thanks.
You know, that's really saying something because I had two CDs on that label, and so you had some competition with not selling.
So who's worse, you or us?
So most times bands...
We want it.
Most times bands come out and say, we were like the best-selling the album that came out on that label, and we were really good. Now, we'll tell you the honest truth. We're pretty bad. We don't even know why. But anyhow...
Because we don't know how to promote ourselves. And that's always been our problem.
Now we're all like...
Yeah, here we are on the air.
Yeah,
What should we talk about?
You have bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Now we're all here 5 minutes from the grave, and we've been around for about 50 years, and we're being told that we should promote ourselves. Oh, that was what we were...
It's a light bulb.
That's where we fell short.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we don't really have a lot of time. Our show's almost over. We do have like 5 minuts left.
Hey, thank you, WCSB, for letting us have this period of time.
Letting us play at your masquerade ball.
No, we're not going to play any numbskull music. And then we won't be able to get anybody to come.
I got some favorite GJs in WCSB. Chris Colasa, awesome show, Monday mornings.
What was that called?
Tim? Monday morning Blues and Blues and something?
Jazz and Blues. Yep.
Jazz and Blues. Is it still on?
And yes. And Cool Chick.
Oh, yeah.
Cool Chick.
Awesome. Yeah. Known her for years, man.
And of course, we're not going to do an actual ID for this is Numbskull for a budget rock showcase. Some people are like, don't worry, we're not going to ever play that, so let's not do one. So anyhow, we're going to play Saturday at, so for some reason, they were throwing around names or something, and somehow ours got thrown into the mix, and they picked ours, I don't know. They actually castrated everybody, blinded everybody, threw a bunch of names in the toilet, and they made everybody pick one out, and we're the ones that they picked, and we're playing with the Dead Milkmen, Kill the Hippies, and there was another band.
Full of Secrets? Or
Party Sausage or something?
Party Plates.
Plates.
Okay.
We're playing with them on Saturday, and the show starts at 7?
8 or 9.
Yeah, the show starts at the show.
7, yeah. 8, or 9.
Oh, we go on at 11, 10, no sooner, no later.
We show up at 5, and the first band shows come. We'll show up at a play at like 11, like in the old days. Is there anything else? So I think Mike actually might be playing with us, too. He might be yelling and screaming with us.
Backup singing.
Eye candy. He's eye candy for you young women out
there. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's a hot number.
John and Mike are still pretty good looking. Dale and I have kind of let ourselves go a little bit, but we're still pretty hot. So, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. If you're thinking that this Saturday is going to be a sexual buffet, just come and check out half a numbskull.
It will be.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Actually, 3/4. Dale's still pretty cute.
Thanks.
I've definitely let myself
go a little
bit.
He's very cuddly.
So, anyhow, is there any final words in our last minutes that you guys want to say? How about you, Tom? Is there anything that you want to say before?
Just thank you, Steve. Thank you, WCSB. And thank you, Cleveland.
Hey.
Thank
you. And by the way, in case anybody awesome. You guys, by the way, picked it up and like as if you'd never stopped doing it.
We never have.
Is that a compliment?
We picked it up and put it right back down like we never stopped.
I was getting emails from people saying classic.
Yeah.
I was listening to you guys on the way here in the car, and that was some of the worst music I've ever had to endure.
Yeah, what was up the Pirates band or what was that all about?
That was the only one Steve liked. So that gives you any idea. Listen to his show every week. But anyhow, you guys got anything that you need to say? Dale's like, I came all the way down here for this.
I actually feel pretty good about our music after I heard what you played on the show.
So. Oh, well, don't do your sentence. Don't inflate your ego that much. We're not really that good. Come on. So what did you think, Dale, about coming down?
It's great. I'm looking forward to playing the show. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people from the good old days.
The good old days. The ones that are still alive.
And the not so good old days.
And the not so good old days.
I was watching last night's rehearsal on the web, and you guys were doing well.
On the web.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gary.
On the World Wide Web? Is that what they're calling it these days? Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yeah, Gary Keith put it out. He's already put it up on the web. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me take a minute and then turn my hat, my baseball cap backwards so people will still think I'm relevant and hip and young.
Not too many
I'm
people
not sure
know
what that means.
Rehearse
turn,
new.
Turn your cap upside down and it'll say, aw.
So anyhow, anything else? How about you, Mike? You got anything to say?
We're going to rock.
That's right.
Good to be here. Great to see you. It should be a lot of fun this Saturday night.
And come out and check out Slap. They're going to be playing during the day at the Hippie Festival across the street.
Yeah, Hippie Festival, yeah.
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Nice of you to mention that.
And there'll be Night of the Dead when we play. So how about you, John? Anything else you need to say?
We're going
to
rock. Seriously.
We're going to rock.
Earplugs.
I wanted to say something really cliche.
Hey, in case anybody doesn't know, we actually play this thing called rock music. It's something they used to play in the old days. That's what the old timers.
We're going to blow.
That's what the old timers were going to blow. Thank you. Hey, look at that reference to the beginning of the show. Look at this guy.
Yes.
Is that the end? That's it, guys. So thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was fun. Thanks.
Excellent.
Did you play this?